It'll be a big night tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. There's the much-anticipated address by former President Bill Clinton and another speech by Boston Mayor Tom Menino. WBUR's Bob Oakes is there watching and waiting and is with us from North Carolina. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sasha.
Bob, let's start with Clinton. What's expected from the former president tonight?
Well, you know, there's no one in the Democratic Party who's a better motivator and a better political thinker than Bill Clinton. He's already very present in the Obama campaign with that flight of TV commercials that can be seen pretty much everywhere. In speaking to voters tonight with his speech, Clinton is likely to touch on the same themes stressed in those commercials, which essentially boiled down to, with Mitt Romney, we return to the deregulation and tax cutting for the wealthy policies of the Bush era, which Clinton will argue did not create any jobs, and he'll argue that Barack Obama is the candidate with a plan for the future. That's what we expect. For the delegates, just standing there on the podium tonight will remind the delegates of those flush times of the Clinton era. You know, it's his almost larger-than-life presence alone that'll be a huge motivator.
And what about Mayor Menino? What will his mission be in his speech?
Well, the mayor's portfolio tonight is at least twofold. One, to dispel the notion that the Obama administration has been ineffective in trying to fix the economy. And he'll also focus on big city issues and the differences expected under a Romney White House or another Obama administration. We spoke to Mayor Menino about the speech, and here's what he said about the economic argument.
We continue to have good results. Now we've got to make sure the American people understand that. Because there's people out there trying to distort the facts. We haven't accomplished anything. Obama has done some good things as president. We think about the healthcare piece, innovative ideas in education. The roadways in, I can only talk about Massachusetts, are in better shape than they were in the past.
And Bob, I understand that Menino is going to argue that Mitt Romney in the White House would be bad for cities and for Boston in particular.
Yeah, you know, Sasha, it's interesting because Mayor Menino had a pretty good working relationship with Mitt Romney when Romney was governor and back in Boston, but he told us he thinks that Romney, as president, will be a disaster for cities.
I'm very worried about it because all I hear is about cutting back on this program, cutting back.
What do you think Boston stands to lose if there's a president, Mitt Romney?
Well, I think several things. Public education. They don't believe in helping public education in America. I think the other issue is the health care. I mean, what happens if we lose the health care plan in America? Where do those people get health care? That's a real issue for me.
Again, that's Boston Mayor Tom Menino speaking to Bob Oakes at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Bob, the mayor's address to delegates won't exactly be prime time, as I understand it.
No, you know, I'm sure it's an honor to be here to deliver a speech, but Mayor Menino is definitely an opening act at the convention today. In fact, it's coming up shortly at 5:30 p.m. here in Charlotte, and he won't be here very long. He speaks here and then pretty quickly hops a plane back to Boston tonight so that he's back for the first day of school tomorrow in Boston. And Sashi, he told us that he'll be out tomorrow morning passing out yellow number 2 pencils to kids as they arrive at school in Boston.
Again, that's WBUR's Bob Oakes at the DNC in North Carolina. And Bob, we look forward to hearing more from you tomorrow morning.
Sure, Sasha.